American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Today, a federal judge ordered government agencies like the CDC and FDA to restore public access to health-related web pages that they removed to comply with an executive order by President Donald Trump. A U.S. district judge in Washington, a George W. Bush appointee, agreed to issue a temporary restraining order requested by the Doctors for America Advocacy Group, which said its members use the websites when treating patients and conducting research. Trump previously signed an executive order for agencies to use the term sex and not gender in federal policies and documents. In response, the Office of Personnel Management's acting director required agency heads to eliminate programs and take down any websites that promote gender ideology. A conservative columnist says President Trump should call for the impeachment of judges who are trying to do in the courts what they couldn't do at the ballot box. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Robert Nutt is a conservative activist and a columnist for The Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, Democrats Reeling from Trump Fatigue. In it, he says President Trump has unleashed a blitzkrieg of executive orders designed to reduce government and bring back sanity. And many Democrats are taking this political sea change badly.
Democrats all over the country are trying to deal with this. They're pledging resistance. The most serious resistance, though, is in the courts. I think the judges are out of line. I think he has the power as the head of these executive agencies and the White House to change policies. So these Democrat judges are trying to do in the courts what they couldn't do at the ballot box. And I don't know if it'll hold up. A lot of the things will probably be stopped at the Supreme Court.
And Knight says what Trump is doing is just pure executive action.
And these courts are, I believe, acting lawlessly. It's different from Obama and Biden, not just because of the difference in politics, but how they're going about it. I think Trump is within his right to call for impeachment of some of these judges because they are overreaching. They weren't elected. They're there to uphold the Constitution, not bend it into a pretzel to try to foil the Trump agenda because they happen to be Democrats.
I'm Chad Groening.
Fox Business says a Canadian lawmaker wants to target Elon Musk in retaliation for Trump's tariffs. Jagmeet Singh proposed that Canada should fight back towards President Donald Trump and Tesla founder Elon Musk with new tariffs. He said he would implement dollar-for-dollar retaliatory tariffs and that Trump started the fight. A Utah state representative wants to do more about federalism. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
Talking about this on AFR's At the Core program, State Representative Ken Ivory said the idea began after the election.
My speaker called me a couple nights after the election, and he was just excited. And he said, we have the opportunity of our lifetime to restore structure. And if we don't take that opportunity right now, we may never have this opportunity again. He pointed out even blue states are talking about federalism, about this limited nature of the federal government's limited jurisdiction. He says, I want you to come up with a plan. Let's talk about it, lock it in, and let's start moving. He said, I want you out to all the states talking about coordinating this. He says, I want you to start with the blue states.
Ivory then put together a plan that starts with legislators, agencies, and others, understanding the limited nature of the federal government's limited jurisdiction and the states.
Number two, a summit, national summit of states, to review those limits and balance the roles and responsibilities you talked about. Number three, work to the creation of a national federalism commission. There was such a thing from 1952 to 1996, and when they pushed back on unfunded mandates because it was federally funded, they pulled the plug. So we reconstitute it of the states, by the states, and those are the basic pillars of a national federalism initiative.
If we don't take advantage of this opportunity, Ivory said, we're going to have to answer to our kids and grandkids. I'm Chris Woodward.
That'll do it for this version of the news. We invite you to find more at afn.net. Also find us on X and on Facebook. I'm Robert Thornton.